Thank you. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, fame due to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels bearing spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she told him all that was on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing hidden from the king that he could not explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba had observed all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food of his table, the seating of his officials, and the attendance of his servants, their clothing, his valets, and his burnt offerings that he offered at the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. So she said to the king, "The report was true that I heard in my own land of your accomplishments and of your wisdom, but I did not believe the reports until I came, and my own eyes had seen it. Not even half had been told me. Your wisdom and prosperity far surpassed the report that I had heard. Happy are your wives. Happy are those your servants who continually attend you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God who has delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, he has made you king to execute justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, a great quantity of spices and precious stones. Never again did spices come in such quantity as that which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Moreover, the fleet of Hiram, which carried gold from Ophir, brought from Ophir a great quantity of almug wood and precious stones. From the almug wood the king made supports for the house of the Lord, and for the king's house, lyres also, and harps for the singers. No such almug wood has come or been seen to this day. Meanwhile, King Solomon gave to the Queen of Sheba every desire that she expressed, as well as what he gave her out of Solomon's royal bounty. Then she returned to her own land with her servants. Here ends the first lesson.
Thank you. 13th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning at the first verse. Now, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaea, member of the court of the elder king, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had John Mark also to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they met a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar Jesus. He was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man, who summoned Barnabas and Saul and wanted to hear the word of God. But the magician Elymas, for that is a translation of his name, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? And now listen, the hand of the Lord is against you, and you will be blind for a while, unable to see the sun." Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he went about groping for someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was astonished at the teaching about the Lord. Then Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. John Mark, however, left them and returned to Jerusalem. Here ends the second reading.
Thank you. Father Almighty, make the heaven and earth, and as it is in the Son of our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Christ have mercy on us.
We pray at this time for peace and freedom from oppression, for those who suffer conflict and the evils of war. We pray for those in authority, that their hearts may be turned from self-interest and revenge to compassion and reconciliation. Almighty God, who has sent your war of love ever before us, grant us grace that we may never harbour resentment in our hearts, and work in the leaders of the nations your ways of justice and peace, according to the teachings of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray for Justin, our Archbishop, for Trevor, Bishop of Dover, and among the parishes and deaconries of this diocese. We pray today for the people and the clergy of the Eland Deanery. In the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Scottish Episcopal Church and for David, their primus. And we pray for visitors and pilgrims to this holy place, for the director of visits and her staff, and their ministry of hospitality. O God, who has called us from the bondage of sin into the perfect freedom of your children, grant us grace that we may yield ourselves to you as alive in Christ, and our bodies as servants of righteousness, that we may seek after holiness, and in the end come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God the Father, send us from here in the power of the Spirit to confess the name of your Son and our Lord. We say to him, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen. We stand to sing.